Now, Francesca, here's one from Eva, which is for you.
Can dark matter make dark stars?
You physicists always get the sort of rough end of the deal here because you get a question that has all this embodied knowledge within it, and then you have to spend half an hour unpicking what that means. So the embodied knowledge here is dark matter. So you mentioned this at the beginning. Can you just explain to us briefly what this is, why it matters, and also what the subtlety is in this question?
Dark matter is matter that we know is out there in our galaxy and in the universe because we can see its gravitational impacts on other matter. It makes other matter move faster from its gravitational pull. But we can't see it at the moment in any other way. We can't see any light or anything that it emits. As far as we know, it doesn't emit any. And we can't detect it in any other kind of lab-based experiment on Earth. So most of the matter in the universe we don't understand, even though the regular matter we understand really, really well. So there's this kind of big tension within physics that there's this small group of stuff, the stuff that the Earth is made of, that we really know what we're doing. And then most of the stuff out there, we've just got no clue.
Could it, though, because it's gravitationally active, like the matter we're made of is gravitationally active, could it all clump together and make a huge, great dark matter star, which is what the question is all about?
Maybe. So it depends what exactly dark matter is. In some models of dark matter, you do get things called dark stars. And by stars, what we mean here is an object that has an inward force, so it's a clump of dark matter. There's an inward force set up by gravity, and there's an outward force set up by some kind of pressure. So if dark matter interacts with itself, if it interacts with other dark matter, then it could form a star-like object. But the star wouldn't shine in the way that our stars do.
I was going to say, what colour would it be?
Well, that was my question, actually. Is dark matter necessarily dark?
It has to be dark-ish. There are limits on how much it can interact with visible light, but it doesn't have to be completely non-interactive with visible light. And indeed, we hope it interacts a bit. Otherwise, we've really got no chance of ever discovering what it is.